something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Everything about your life should focus on winning people for Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Everything about your life should focus on winning people to Jesus Christ. See, there's no other reason to be alive. And you know, as we study the Word of God to understand it better, so that we can live better, it is so that we can win more and more people, so that we can be better witnesses of His heavenly kingdom. Not just so we can have a great life for ourselves and our families. No, that kind of selfishness is not acceptable in the kingdom. Not people who have a dream only for their families. Something's wrong with them. No, God has no place for selfish people who only dream for themselves. God's looking for people. Hallelujah. To join with Him in His project of saving people. That's what He's looking for. He's looking for partners. And God's partner in winning souls. Hallelujah. Oh yes, I am His partner in winning souls. Are you God's partner in winning souls? Yes. I'm God's partner in winning souls. I'm a soul winner. I only think in that direction. I only think of what more should be done to win more and more people. This very meeting is also one of those thoughts. How we can win more people to Jesus Christ. And we can copy Jesus. See, Jesus, I call Him the Master Soul Winner. Nobody won souls like Jesus. And you know, we can copy Him. He let us know how to do it. There's so much we can learn from Jesus. When we study the Bible, we read about Him, and we discover what each one of us could do. If you've been timid about talking to people to lead them to salvation, then you haven't put to work the power that is within you. I dare say that you have not received the Holy Ghost. If you're still timid about talking to people to receive Jesus Christ. But if you say that you have received the Holy Ghost and you're still timid, you have not received the real Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost changes your life. You know, we have a book titled, Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do For You. The Spirit of God just talked to me earlier on today to come up with another one. Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do In You. Yeah. So I'm going to come up with that. Oh, because we need to know what He will do in us. Oh, if only you knew what this glorious, precious one that lives within you can do, not only for you, but in you, if you only knew. He walked with Jesus. He made Jesus a soul winner. Did you know that? He made Jesus a soul winner. The Holy Spirit changes your life. He's got the power. You remember the prayer of Jesus in that Garden of Gethsemane? When he prayed to the Father, he said, "Father, all things are possible with thee." Jesus knew it. He knew it. He said, "All things are possible with thee." He was so confident. He didn't just say that because there's a God in heaven. No. He said that as a witness. He said, "All things are possible with thee." He can do anything. And do you know the Holy Spirit of God, whom God sent to take the children of Israel into the promised land? He was the one that God said to Moses, "I will send my angel to go with you, and he shall bring you in." That's the Holy Ghost. He said, "The angel shall go before you, and he shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites. And he shall drive them out." He's that big. I said, he's that big. He knows what to do. See? So, whatever the Lord has said to us, the Holy Spirit is the one to take us in. In. He takes us into our inheritance. He takes us into that place that he has prepared for us. We don't ever have to struggle to do it. He takes us in. He's the angel of God's presence. I said, he made Jesus a soul winner. He made Jesus a master soul winner. What a strategist he was. He wasn't using human strategies. No! It wasn't the style of Jesus. It wasn't the style of Jesus. He was the wisdom of God. He knew what to do in every situation. He knew what to say in every situation. Here he said to us, "Do not premeditate what you shall say." He said, "For it is the Spirit of your Father." What is he telling you? He's saying, don't try to reason out what you're going to say. Don't try to reason out. For that hour, he says, the Holy Ghost will speak. What is he training us to do? He's training us to listen to the Holy Ghost. If you plan from home and say, "When I get into that bus today, this time I'm going to start the evangelism," it's not going to work. But you're going to learn to walk by faith. What is faith? It means that you accept, believe, confess, declare that at that hour, when you open your mouth to speak, the Spirit of your Father will pour out words through you. Timidity is gone. Don't say, "What am I going to say?" Jesus said, "Don't worry about it. At the hour that you meet them, words will come. Just begin." You will never fumble. Oh, don't worry about it. He don't sponsor no flops. Forget it. You will not flop. Don't think that when you start, you might get hooked. No. Not with the Holy Ghost. And when you start talking, don't start thinking, "Oh, what if they ask me a question that I have no answer for?" Forget it. At that hour, No one will be able to ask you a question you cannot answer. When you start in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4, you find precious Jesus. He's with his disciples. And they go into the city of Samaria. And Jesus has a word of knowledge. He has a word of knowledge about a woman that has suffered several things from several men. And that woman is coming to get water. And he knows the moment that woman sees several men, she would flee. Jesus says, excuse me, boys, can you go get food quickly? They say, what kind of food? He says, just go get food, all right, quick. And so they leave. And Jesus is sitting, waiting for the lady to come. She comes in. She wants to get water. She doesn't talk to Jesus. She notices that he's a Jew. He's dressed like a Jew. So, she feels, I'm safe. He doesn't know me anyway. So now she's trying to get water. Jesus says, woman, get me some water to drink. She says, who are you? You're a Jew. You're not supposed to be asking me for water. Jesus said, if you knew the one asking you for water, you would ask him for water.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. And look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
that special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. When you study in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 4, you find precious Jesus. He's with his disciples. And they go into the city of Samaria. And Jesus has a word of knowledge about a woman that has suffered several things from several men. And that woman is coming to get water. And he knows the moment that woman sees several men, she would flee. Jesus says, excuse me, boys, can you go get food quickly? They say, what kind of food? He says, just go get food, all right, quick. And so they leave. And Jesus is sitting, waiting for the lady to come. She comes in. She wants to get water. She doesn't talk to Jesus. She notices that he's a Jew. He's dressed like a Jew. So, she feels, I'm safe. He doesn't know me anyway. So, now she's trying to get water. Jesus says, woman, get me some water to drink. She says, who are you? You're a Jew. You're not supposed to be asking me for water. Jesus said, if you knew the one asking you for water, you would ask him for water. See, now Jesus is comfortable. He knows his daughter. If you knew the one asking you for water, you would ask him for water. Because here was a woman who could not stay alone. Always wanted a man. Always wanted what she could get from a man. I want a man to take care of me. She was a taker. So Jesus said, no, the master knew how to get her. He said, if you knew the one talking to you, you would ask. Because she was always asking for something. And so that got her attention. Ask. You don't have a bucket. You don't have a cup. So how are you going to get that water? Jesus said, deep. Who called your husband? She says, I don't have a husband. Jesus said, yep, you're right. You've had enough of them. 5 men. And now you are living with a man that is not your husband. She said, you must be a prophet. Praise God. You know the rest of the story. And Jesus led that woman into the kingdom. She believed. And she ran into the city and shouted to the people, come, see, I love Jesus. Here's a woman who was hiding from everybody. She was hiding from everybody. Couldn't come to the well when others came. She had to sneak into the place. But after she met Jesus, now she has confidence. She said, come everybody. Hallelujah. Her self-image changed. Now she's telling everybody, come see a man that told me everything I ever did in my life. Come! Is this not the Christ? Come! She showed herself unashamedly. Come! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, if you'll only listen to Jesus and believe him, when he tells you, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruits, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. I've chosen you. It says you didn't choose me. You didn't have enough sense to choose me, but I chose you. No matter how dirty you were, I chose you. I picked you. When you accept that, you say, yes, Lord. Yes, I believe in your choice. If I'm your choice, I believe in me. See, I didn't think I could do it, but you chose me. And I know you're wise. If you chose me, then you have confidence in me. Then I believe in me, because I believe in you, and I'm your choice. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Then you find Jesus. He's a master strategist, always walking with the Holy Ghost. He doesn't use the same style twice. Why? Because he doesn't have a style. See? What does he do? He said, I do what I see with my Father. He said, as I watch my Father, I work. I do what I see him do. Now look at this. Jesus reached out to this woman. Sometimes, you see, there are those that we have to reach out to. You understand that? There are those that we have to reach out to. We notice someone who's sitting quietly over there, and we go and sit beside that one. And we say, can I be of help to you? A total stranger. Jesus was a stranger to her. But Jesus encountered this woman and brought her out of her shell. The feeling that she wasn't anything. Jesus gave her a new self-value. That's soul winning, brothers. That's soul winning. You go to that one that's lonely. That one that's alone and nobody's helping. And you take a chair and sit down. Lead that one to Christ. And then we find a man is introduced to Jesus. Someone can be introduced to you. And Jesus is wonderful. He knows the kind of man that's introduced to him. Because he can see him. And you know, Jesus could look with the eyes of the Spirit and understand what's going on. Nathanael is introduced to Jesus. Wonderful. And Jesus pays him a compliment. He says, wow, you're a great guy. That's exactly what Jesus said. You've never read it? That's what he said. Sir, I saw you when you were under the tree. You're great. You're not an ordinary Jew. See, someone's introduced to Jesus. Jesus makes him the subject, makes him comfortable. See, this guy here who introduced him to Jesus is already acquainted with Jesus. And there's a new fellow that's brought to Jesus. And Jesus builds his image. You look great. You look wonderful. That's what Jesus talked to Nathanael. And the man was comfortable. And Jesus said, you know, I saw you when you were under that tree over there. And he said, oh, You saw me. His eyes lit up. You did. You must be the teacher of Israel. You must be the Messiah. Because somebody already told him, Jesus the Messiah. And he said, never. Nothing good comes out of Nazareth. Did you say the man's from Nazareth? No, nothing good comes out from that. And he said, come and see. So when he got to Jesus, he was already... See, I want you to understand Jesus, why he disarmed the man with his compliments. Because the guy was coming tough. And Jesus knew, no man who's so tough that doesn't get disarmed with a compliment. See, when someone who doesn't like you shows up, and you say, wow, I like what you're wearing today. See? I like your voice. You could be a great singer or something. You're great. Because he's expecting you to say, you sinner. And then he can point his finger back at you and say, you! Nothing good comes out of Nazareth, you false prophet! But not Jesus. He says, wow, you righteous man, no guile in your life. Imagine the Son of God telling somebody, you are so righteous. The guy said, wow, you know me. But you see, from then on, he admired Jesus. He just believed in Jesus. And all that time his friend was, I told you. And did you know he followed Jesus? Became one of his disciples.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Wow! We believe you have been blessed by this message brought to you by Christ Embassy. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Christ Embassy Chinoy, stand number 16053 Industrial Site behind Sinoya Primary School in Muzari, Chinoy. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us on 0772-843-739 or 0775-202-305 or email us on info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.